The Extraordinary Adventures of Arsène Lupin, Gentleman Burglar. By Maurice Leblanc. Narrated by Paul Spera. Sound by Patrick Martinez-Bourna. On the top of the tower. Hortense Daniel pushed her window ajar and whispered, "Are you there, Rossini?"
"I'm here," replied a voice from the shrubbery at the front of the house.
Leaning forward, she saw a rather fat man looking up at her out of a gross red face with its cheeks and chin set in unpleasantly fair whiskers.
"Well?" he asked.
"Well, I had a great argument with my uncle and aunt last night. They absolutely refused to sign the document of which my lawyer sent them the draft, or to restore the dowry squandered by my husband."
"But your uncle is responsible by the terms of the marriage settlement."
"No matter. He refuses."
"Well, what do you propose to do?"
"Are you still determined to run away with me?" she asked with a laugh.
"More so than ever."
"Your intentions are strictly honorable, remember."
"Just as you please. You know that I am madly in love with you."
"Unfortunately, I am not madly in love with you."
"Then what made you choose me?"
"Chance. I was bored. I was growing tired of my humdrum existence. So I'm ready to run risks. Here's my luggage. Catch!"
She let down from the window a couple of large leather kit bags. Rossini caught them in his arms.
"The die is cast," she whispered.
"Go and wait for me with your car at the If crossroads. I shall come on horseback."
"Hang it, I can't run off with your horse."
"He will go home by himself."
"Capital. Oh, by the way."
"What is it?"
"Who is this Prince Rénin who's been here the last 3 days and whom nobody seems to know?"
"I don't know much about him. My uncle met him at a friend's shoot and asked him here to stay."
"You seem to have made a great impression on him. You went for a long ride with him yesterday. He's a man I don't care for."
"In 2 hours, I shall have left the house in your company. The scandal will cool him off. Well, we've talked long enough. We have no time to lose."
For a few minutes, she stood watching the fat man bending under the weight of her trunks as he moved away in the shelter of an empty avenue. Then she closed the window. Outside, in the park, the huntsman's horns were sounding the reveille. The hounds burst into frantic baying. It was the opening day of the hunt that morning at the Chateau de la Marèze, where every year, in the first week in September, the Count d'Aigleroche, a mighty hunter before the Lord, and his countess were accustomed to invite a few personal friends and the neighboring landowners. Hortense slowly finished dressing, put on a riding habit which revealed the lines of her supple figure, and a wide-brimmed felt hat which encircled her lovely face and auburn hair, and sat down to her writing desk, at which she wrote to her uncle, Monsieur d'Aigleroche, a farewell letter to be delivered to him that evening. It was a difficult letter to word, and after beginning it several times, she ended by giving up the idea.
"I will write to him later," she said to herself, "when his anger has cooled down." And she went downstairs to the dining room. Enormous logs were blazing in the hearth of the lofty room. The walls were hung with trophies of rifles and shotguns. The guests were flocking in from every side, shaking hands with the Count d'Aigleroche, one of those typical country squires, heavily and powerfully built, who lives only for hunting and shooting. He was standing before the fire with a large glass of old brandy in his hand, drinking the health of each new arrival. Hortense kissed him absently.
"What, uncle, you who are usually so sober?"
"Pooh," he said. "A man may surely indulge himself a little once a year."
"Aunt will give you a scolding."
"Your aunt has one of her sick headaches and is not coming down. Besides," he added gruffly, "it is not her business. And still less is it yours, my dear child."
Prince Rénin came up to Hortense. He was a young man, very smartly dressed, with a narrow and rather pale face.